This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Switz and Morning Devotions. I was reading an article by Dr. Tony Campolo where a study was done with 50 people who were each over the age of 95. Now, I think, yes, that'd be quite an important study because not everyone reaches that wonderful age of 95. But this group were asked the question, if you had to do it all over again, what would you do differently? Now, of course, this was a question about life and how they felt looking back on a long life. And there were three answers that dominated what was said in the reply. And here's what they said, the group said. We would reflect more, risk more, and we would do more things that would live on after death. Now, I think it is significant. Now, did you notice that no one said, I wish I'd made more money or I wish I'd had a bigger house to live in? No, these issues never came into it. They wished that they'd spend more time reflecting, risking, and doing life that would live on after their death. I guess they meant a legacy. But life is very often busy, isn't it? We find ourselves rushing from one thing to the next within a moment and catching our breath, and our attention can get stuck going over what has happened and worrying about what might happen in the future. And this means we can miss out on what's happening here and now. Does that ever happen to you? Well, it certainly has happened to me many times. William Davies wrote a poem more than 70 years ago that included this line, "What is this life if full of care? We have no time to stand and stare." It's about noticing what's going on here and now to think and reflect. I mean, we've got five senses. We ought to focus on the sight, sound, taste, smell and touch, shouldn't we? It sounds simple, but we forget it. And what about our thoughts and our emotions? Some of us deny those things, and that's not a helpful thing. So one of the benefits of reflection is that it brings clarity and perspective into our lives. And when we take time to turn down the volume of noise inside us, we can hear a small voice speaking. Now, if you're a Christian listening, that's where God's Holy Spirit speaks to you. Reflection allows us to see things clearly. It allows us to see our problems and successes and to explore the limitations. And I believe the best way is to reflect, really, is to pray. It's not a waste of time. Anthony Bloom wrote a book called Beginning to Pray, and he suggested there that you choose a period of 2 to 5 minutes to sit quietly in the presence of God. Set the timer of your watch so that you know when to start. And when it goes off, stop whatever you're doing and enjoy God. Like, don't let anything distract you from those moments. Not something that you should have done or the phone that's ringing or someone knocking on the door. And I think that you'd be surprised by what thoughts God gives you. So not only is it possible for us to take the time to be with God, it's also essential. Someone has likened prayer to the breathing of the body. Like breathing, prayer must be the rhythm of our everyday, speaking to God, listening to God, and being with God. Henri Nouwen says that when we pray only in what he calls stray moments, we marginalize prayer. He said, whenever you feel that a little praying can't do any harm, you will find that it can't do any good either. Prayer has meaning only when we can say that without it, a man could not live. That was from his book called With Open Hands. So prayer is not something that you just sort of have if you want. We take time to be present with God, and that's why it's good to reflect. Psalm 119 verse 15 says, I will study your commandments and reflect on your ways. Reflect. Those 95-year-old people felt they should have reflected. Take time for yourself. Why don't you take time with your family, with your friends? And I think more important than that is to take time with God. Jesus went up to a mountainside to be by himself, it says in Matthew's Gospel, to pray. He was there alone. It's a great example. So pray that God will give you what you need in life and that he'll open your eyes. But you must discover that inner quietness in the midst of a busy life. Lord, they are important lessons. Help us, Lord, to let it sink in and take it on board. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.